Blog Talk Radio.
To this space, to the show. Thank you for being here. To the listeners and the guests, thank you for being here. Because you could be somewhere else. This is the Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. I'm your host, Keylane Greenwood, your urban life coach. And here at this show, in this space, we promote and learn from our guests because that's what they do, our expert guests in some area. They're giving us techniques and helping us in becoming better in some area, okay? So this show's about promoting taking control of our life, okay? Not letting life take control of you, but taking control of our life. Living your highest and being the best version of yourself and living the best life you can, achieving your visions for yourself and your life, and identifying and overcoming what's stopping you, the barriers that's stopping you from achieving those things, okay? That's what this show's about. Also, the show is about, to me, most importantly, about purpose, love, kindness, and hope. I never thought in my life I would feel so strongly about that because I was a teenager once, getting into all kind of trouble. But now I see these are the things that's enriched my life. And that's why I love doing this show. And talking to people who also help empower with these, call them gifts, characteristics, whatever. All right, getting on. The episode title today is called Teaching with Spirit. And our expert guest that's going to help clarify what that is and the benefits of that and all the questions you may have inside, like how can that help your life, okay? That's what our expert guest is here to do. So please welcome Dr. Janice Fletcher. All right?
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Hello. Thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Hey, we'd love to have you here. Any guest that is empowering and helping the world, you know, the show supports that, okay? So some background on Janice Fletcher, our guest, Dr. Janice Fletcher. Okay, to her credits, Doctor of Education, so doctorates in education. TV show host, is to her credit, author, keynotes, that's speaking, conferences, training, and webinars that help others in what she does. And she's going to let you know what she's doing in a few. And I like her mission statement that says, to support a transition to conscious learning by awakening potential, genius, and creating optimal learning. Okay. And always in the show, I like to say, I'm a Christian, and I thank the living spirit of Jesus Christ that rules and the wisdom that I walk in to help me shine the light and identify and help others be the best they can be. That's why I get my learning and my inward teacher, divine, that makes my life so beautiful. Now, let's speak with our guest here, Janice, our guest, getting tongue-tied, but Janice Fletcher. Hello, you with us?
I am. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be on your show. I appreciate it very much.
And I thank you for being here because, you know, that's what the show's about. With the show in this space, we're, as you put, conscious learning and helping others bring out that potential of greatness that lies within all. And from what I know and my research and what you do, well, I'm going to let you tell it. Let the listeners know what you do, who you are, and what you do, and just a nutshell, so they can just get a little taste, if you would, please, Janice. Dr. Janice Fletcher.
Sure. Sure. I'm an educator and have been, in addition to that, following a spiritual path my entire life. And so those two things have come together in the two books that I've written. And both of the books have the same concept, and that is, for me, the most important thing about living and or teaching. The books that are written for and about teachers, however, could be for anyone. Wisdom from the Inner Teacher, the first book, is about what you just described, what defining and following and listening to your inner source, your inner guide, whatever, however you define that. And Teach with Spirit could be entitled Live with Spirit, because both books, and especially the guidebook, Teach with Spirit, allows one to go through the book and define for themselves what they believe spirit is, and then goes through transformative steps to know how to embrace more of that spirit, that defined energy that they are listening to or following, and then live with it and be it as they stand in the classroom. So that would be, in a nutshell, what I do is I take my professional expertise along with my spiritual seeking and knowing and have put it together for the listeners, for the readers of the book. And as I said, it applies to all, but because I divinely have been placed as an educator, it comes through the stories of the teacher. That's my nutshell.
Okay, listeners, that's in a nutshell. Getting to that place in us, that inner place that we've all heard before. And depending on our inner psychology, we may call that divinity within us many names. Okay. Dr. Fletcher, so let the listeners know, because someone listening right now, you know, they hear us, but they may not hear us. And I think they hear things like the benefits. People always want something in the best and the happiness. So can you, like, let the listeners know in another nutshell, the benefits, before the benefits, that'll be my next, but letting them know, you know, how can I put this, the results they get when they work with you or hear, speak, your ultimate goal on the individual that you work with, or, you know, the results they get from working with you or hearing you, your message.
Well,
and
listeners will get the gist of the entire book and or training or keynote without ever needing to buy the book or whatever if I go through the six-step process, which is the process of the aha moment or the moment of insight. And that moment of insight, once we learn how that works, then that puts us in connection to that inner spirit or that inner knowing. And there are, as you say, many different psychologies or ways to look, many lenses to look through about that process. You can look at it biologically and see what the body and the brain is doing. You can look at it psychologically to see what your emotions are doing. You can look at it spiritually, which is the classical spiritual story of connecting to spirit. So the benefit is to then align your mind, body, soul, and to then be using everything that we have been given as a human being, not only just our physical being, which we actually don't use totally. And so this allows us to become fully embodied energetically and connected to ourselves. And then also it allows us to be clear, because what we're listening to is however you define it. It could be Holy Spirit, it could be intuition, it could be Spirit, God, the earth, whatever it is that you define as your source, your truth. And what the aha moment does is allow you to have access to that. And when the benefit is, when you have access to that, then you're living by truth. Therefore, mistakes are much lessened, because as I often tell people when I talk about this moment of insight, this moment of genius, we all have said, I knew I shouldn't have done that. I knew I should have said this. I knew it. Has that happened to you? Have you ever said to yourself, I knew I should have done that or shouldn't have? Or, right? Have you experienced that?
Many times.
And so how? Mm-hmm. What is it that was within you that had you know before you did or didn't do what you felt like you should or should not have done? You know, that whatever you define that is that allowed you to know that is for, and for me, it doesn't matter how you define it. You know, different religions, different spiritualities, different philosophies have their own mandates or their own ways of looking at it. For me, it is more, it's not my job to tell you what that is. That's your job, to find your own connection to source. My job is to guide you into showing your connection and then guide you into listening to that and embracing that completely, so that your life is then lived through that rather than through your ego sense or your mind self, so that the truth can come in. So at some point in time, it would be best for me to pretty much walk through those six steps whenever you'd like me to, and we can talk about each one if you'd like. But that's the benefit.
Yeah. Yes. Real quick, I know this only is a 30-minute show, and we probably only get like 15 minutes, so we can't do much. But can you highlight the six steps for the listeners?
Certainly. The first step is the step of desire, and that, or a question. That means that on the brain level, we have a question about something. We're looking to solve a problem. We're looking for an answer. On a spiritual level, that is the seeking, the desire for more, for something that we're missing. So whichever perspective you're looking for, it begins with desire. That desire then leads you into trying to figure out the problem or seeking and looking. And what, in the process of the desire, you seek and look, and your left brain gets working, and you try and find it, and you try and find it, and you can't find it. And then ultimately there comes a time when you say, I don't know. I give up. And when you get to that point, that is leads you right into the second step, which is the step of surrender. And from the biological, physical sense, that means that our left brain is finally shut down. our left brain, which is the logical mind, which Albert Einstein calls a he calls the right side a sacred gift, and the left brain, this mind, the faithful servant. So it's like a computer that's just being programmed. And so when we finally shut down the computer, then the right brain, the sacred gift, as Einstein says, opens up, and that's when truth and wisdom can come in. And that's where genius comes in, is through the right brain. So the second step is surrender. And in a spiritual sense, we all know that in order to reach our source, in order to connect, there has to be a surrender. There's usually a, you know, falling down on your face, hitting the gutter, whatever it is, however you want to define it. So the steps, as I say, are the same. So the third step then naturally comes forth, because this process is not something I've created. It's just a way of looking at it. And there are different people that can look at it different ways, because all truth has been said. I'm not coming up with anything new. But anyway, the next step then is to listen. And we can only truly listen when our left mind is still. So in our prayer or contemplation or meditation or whatever, we shut down the left brain and the right brain opens. When we stop listening to ourselves and we start listening to someone else, because when we said, I don't know, what we said is there's got to be an expert out there. Maybe there's somebody who knows the answer to the problem that I'm trying to figure out. Or if it's divine, then there is a source, a God, a Lord, that is a spirit that has the answer. So that means listen. So within listening, we can only do that by stilling the mind. And that's the next step, and that naturally happens. So you have this desire, the left brain is trying to figure it out. You go through the surrender, and then you still the mind gets quiet, and then you listen. Now, here's the crux. In that listening is when you and I just defined, just described those many times that we knew we should or shouldn't have done something. And that's because Source Spirit came through and guided us. But at those points, we didn't listen. So if we pay attention to Einstein, if he's a good enough expert for us, and we can define this information, this source, this gift coming through the right brain as a sacred gift, then that's what I define as wisdom or truth. And I define wisdom and truth being the same thing. So if that, in fact, is then wisdom and truth, as Einstein said, and it's sacred, then we have to believe it's true. Now, we're talking about the aha moment, and there are a couple attributes to the aha moment that prove it to be so. One is that when we are in these circumstances where all of a sudden we get the answer, like our, you know, our Kennedy said, Eureka, you know, I've got it, and ran through the streets naked, or whenever we have these moments where, like, when we're not expecting the answer, all of a sudden the answer pops in. Mm-hmm. When those experiences happen, we always say to ourselves, we don't say to ourselves, oh, I need to check that out. You know, I need to double check that. I need to make sure that's okay. Because we know in our being that that's it, that that's the truth. Have you experienced that?
Oh, yes. I'm glad you said that. Because I wondered where that came from, and I just knew it was divine. All of a sudden, I didn't.
Right.
I mean, I didn't even look, read a book, and I, you know,
right.
3 days later, something says, "This is how you solve this, or this is what you need," you know.
Right. Uh huh. So that's the one attribute, is that it's always truth, and the other attribute is that your brain will be in an alpha state, and an alpha state is sort of that dreamlike state between awake and asleep. And the reason that we're in that state, and that state happens, and you be thinking about when you're in that state. Some people is when you're running or in your shower. Some people when you're waking or going to sleep or in the middle of the night. Some people when they're driving even. And what happens is that your left brain is shut down. And so it's not going to be when you're studying. It's not going to be when you're trying to figure it out. It's always going to be when you're in an alpha state, and that is an attribute of the aha moment or gaining these insights. So I will ask you, do you have any idea when your mind is in an alpha state?
What was that state you called it again?
Alpha state. It's sort of like a dreamlike state. It could be when you're walking your dog or you're doing something routine.
It
could be
in
the zone somewhere
here.
Where your answer is probably, could be in prayer, could be in contemplation, meditation.
yeah, I contemplate and I meditate a lot. And just real quick, 10 seconds. I can contemplate. I'm always in contemplation in a store because I just choose. It feels so good. I'm always learning. And I can come out of it and my whole environment didn't change and I didn't notice nothing around me. People are standing by me. I didn't, because I'm just like my eyes are open, but I'm deep in myself.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, when did you come up? They're standing by me, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the other attribute of an aha moment is that you'll always be, the answers will come through when you're not in your left brain. And so the process to know that next step is to listen. The next step then is to act upon it because, again, it is truth. And so when we act upon that intuition, that guidance, then we're living by truth. And therefore, we're getting the correct answer and the correct guidance. It may not make sense to us, but that's the process. And then the final step is to then check it. And eventually, the answer that we get will prove itself to be true. You know, I shouldn't have married that guy. I should have bought this house, whatever. Now I see why that happened. But we don't have the big picture at the same time. It's about living through the faith, if you will, that this truth that we're getting is, in fact, truth and living by that guidance. So as a teacher in the classroom, well, what we're looking for in the students is that moment of insight when the students actually go through that entire process to get to the answer of 2 + 2. They really do that. So it's either 2 + 2 or, you know, who is God? Whatever, however big or small the question is, the process is the same about gaining insight. That's about as fast as I can do it. How about that? Did that make sense to you?
Yes, you know, it's so much information. I'm taking it in best as I could, and I love taking information in. And, you know, it comes in, and then the more nuggets are being dropped. And I'm pretty sure the listeners are the same way. That's why we have recordings, and we can go back and meditate on what's being said and what registers with our maturity of learning that we have at the time. But at least that's what I do. But I also want to get into the listeners. Okay, one more thing before we get into where they can purchase your book and your contact information and other services you hold have an offer. And before that, I just want to ask this. What is one or two things that a listener that's listening right now can do on their own, you know, till they contact you, of course, one or two things they can do on their own to like to try to achieve this to spirit and this and this, you know, in insights and inner learning on their own. What can they do to start before they come in, you know?
Yeah, it's very simple. Socrates told us, know thyself. So the first thing that we do is literally become just aware of the present moment, present time. Be right here now and be attentive to all of the details of life that are happening. Don't let the mind, the ego sense, take us away into the future, the past. Be here now. And then just be aware of that. When an answer comes in and that guidance comes in, that knowing, when it comes in, recognize it and then follow it and listen to it. So you don't need the book. You don't need anything but yourself. And it's a self-exploration about what's happening with your inner being and when your truths and how your truths come to you and then following those. And the more you follow them, the stronger they will become. So it's just that simple. It's a play with thyself and get to know thyself. You can do it with food. You can say, what should I eat? What shouldn't I eat? What's good for me? What isn't good for me? You know, who should I be around? Whatever it is, listening to that inner guidance that will then guide you into a better place than where you are.
Wow, that was powerful. And being a devout Christian, I don't consider myself a normal Christian because I take this to another level. And that inner spirit you talk about, I look at it as, you know, like you said, your own truth, which speaks to you. And different people, depending on how you were raised, you know, have different inner philosophies. And I second that. Just be aware, you know, clear that mind and be in the moment, be in life, feel life, you know, awaken in the moment. And you know, and that's what I got out of what you were saying. You know, just be here now is the first step to knowing yourself. Thank you for that. Okay, let the listeners know where they can purchase your book. We got about 1 or 2 minutes left to you. Where they can purchase your book at, and the name of your books again. Your future seminars, events, that maybe if they're in the area, they can, you know, drop by. Also, your contact information and other services and anything else you want to say in about 90 seconds.
Well, again, I'd like to thank you so much for allowing me to be on the show. And the easiest place to learn about me and services is at my website, which is janicefletcher.com. That's J-A-N-I-C-E. Fletcher.com. And on there is a tab for my books, and there are two books. One is Wisdom from the Inner Teacher, Turning Ahas into Owl Moments, which is Optimal Wisdom Learning, which is my work, Optimal Wisdom Learning. And the other book is Teach with Spirit, The Teacher's Inward Journey Guide. And again, it is a guidebook for teachers or anyone to step within and listen within and follow that guidance. And it has lots of stories and anecdotes and quotes and sacred quotes and so on. It's a very fun and beautiful book. And like you had mentioned, I do all the classic kinds of things. I do keynotes and webinars, and I can custom design any kind of talk that you would like. And I always get my aha moment in there and the six-step process. So it can come in a myriad of different topics and so on. I do workshops anywhere from a week to an hour to a week, you know, week long, whatever. And I do them all internationally, actually. So I can come to you, and I also do webinars just over the internet. So, again, in this day of flexibility of media, anything goes. And I am at your service, and my mission, again, is to help others to become awakened. And I consider myself, my mission is to inspire. And so I hope that that has happened a bit for the listeners out there and for yourself. And thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you, Dr. Janice Fletcher. And hopefully, you know, we can meet in this space again at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. Listeners, and you have it, that was Dr. Janice Fletcher bringing it straight to you about empowerment and, you know, conscious learning. So please drop by and, you know, give her a little, you know, wink and look up and, you know, see, you know, what you like, and you may find some things there that can help you or your organization. Also, you can support us and our guests by liking, sharing, tweeting us out there, putting us out there. That's how you really can support us. And also dropping by the websites and just seeing what's offered there. You can download every episode from iTunes and Stitcher, you know, to do that too. And what else? Let me see if I got everything. Yeah, you know, do that. Check us out. And join us next week, as always. You know, we're always going to have something enlightening and powerful for you. And I am the Urban Life Coach, as Dr. Fletcher said. Stay inspired and encouraged. Urban Life Coach, signing off. Signing off. Sayonara.